All right, we are back at it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Brother Man. What?
Yeah, that wasn't the opening.
Anyway, welcome to another episode of Brother Man from the Fifth Floor and the Drunk World Equal Soul.
Whoa, put some sunglasses on.
This nigga put one pair of sunglasses on.
Welcome.
I'm
going to
say, that's not how the intro goes.
Welcome. He fucked up, and then he... No,
that's not Brother Man.
Brother Man from the David Ruffin out this bitch.
Brother Man from the Fifth Floor and the
David Ruffin. And these are the Temptations.
Bro, what? No. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we start this episode. We start this episode by introducing the others in the room.
The others? Wow.
So, he really on his David Ruffin shit.
Mm. So, y'all want me to do my AKAs?
Nah, fuck it.
you didn't said enough already. Mm-hmm.
Can I do my AKAs?
Go ahead,
But I need somebody to kick me off.
No, we ain't kicking you off.
I need somebody to kick me off.
I don't want you to kick me off.
I need somebody to kick me off. Can somebody kick me off, please? I'm ready today.
Nah.
I'm ready.
I'll do it. I got you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hold on. All right.
You ready? You ready? You sure you ready?
So... Yo, this is your host.
I got you.
I know, but I'm, you just give me the AKA. All I need is the AKA, though. All
right, go ahead.
This is your host, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor.
AKA?
Necklaces.
Omarion. Come on. Let me kick me off, yo.
AKA?
Let me start all over. This is Brother Man from the Fifth Floor. This is Brother Man from the Fifth Floor.
Also known as
Omarion.
Also known as.
AKA. Hold on, yo.
You can't even get it right.
I'm gonna get this right. Y'all gonna let me get this right.
I think he drunk.
This is Brother Man from the Floor,
aka
Omarion,
aka
Justin Timberlake,
aka
Bobby Brown.
Why?
Keep going.
You only get three.
Keep going.
AKA.
I can't humble myself.
AKA.
Nobody here to see you, Otis.
AKA.
He can't read.
I'm going solo. Come on. Keep going.
We're done.
Can I get mine? See, this is why I got my shades on right now, because y'all some fucking haters. I need to block y'all motherfuckers.
Sheesh.
Y'all some fucking haters.
Hey, that's what we came in here for. I know David Ruffin, and for our listeners,
I'm gonna go ahead and already snitch, because I don't ever give a fuck. The reason why we ain't have an episode last week, because grown man and more about Nathan got too drunk to have the podcast. I put it out there.
Wow.
We are out there telling big stories.
Okay.
Anyway,
I got a text message from Broadman from the Fifth Floor that said, "Hey, fellas, I'm fucked up.
Today, at 11 a.m.
on the Monday after."
Hey, put the receipts out there. All right. Anyway, next up, we got more about Nathan, a.k.a.
The Nate Gatsby.
A.k.a.
World Dominator.
A.k.a.
King Cozy.
Okay. That wasn't better than mine. Next up, we got Every Jimmy, a.k.a.
Everything Brother Man for the Fifth Floor Ain't.
A.k.a.
Fuck Brother Man for the Fifth Floor.
A.k.a.
Niecy.
Why?
Because my knees fucked up.
Yeah, my knees ain't fucked up. Anyway, so next up, we got Grown Man, a.k.a.
The Overweight Lover.
A.k.a.
Big Daddy.
A.k.a.
The Notorious P.I.G.
Oh, my God.
He just spelled pig. Did he just spell pig?
He spelled pig. A motherfucker, oink, oink. Explain. Fuck that. Do tell.
You call yourself Porky.
No. Fuck
call him,
that.
Call him man Big Ham.
No. Do tell.
I just made that up on the spot. So.
Why?
But P.I.G.
It gotta be something.
The P gotta stand for something.
I get it. Remember what Eminem did on 8 Mile? If you talk about yourself, can't nobody say shit about you.
Very true.
All right, Piggy. So, you know how we start this episode. We start this episode with a shot. So, you know what? Because this is what I'm trying to tell you. For the last couple weeks, like I said, y'all just hated on me earlier. I feel like y'all always hating on my AKAs and all that bullshit. So, you know, I'm on my own shit tonight. I'm going solo. I'm bringing my talent down to South Beach, yo. I'm leaving y'all behind.
Yeah, I'm about to exit the show, right?
I'm leaving y'all behind.
And I'm
on that yak tonight, so let everybody know I'm on that Martel, because I'm on the distinguished shit, right? And I got me some Casamigos. That's what I'm taking my shot of.
But it ain't Blue Swift, though. It ain't Blue Swift, though.
It is Blue Swift, sir.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. Put that on the video.
Hey, yo, but who introduced you to the Martell and the Casamigos?
Yo, first of all, I don't even know why you even here. Back the fuck up.
You got some guests everybody.
Back the fuck up.
Bring my mans in.
All right, hold on. We got a special guest. And you know, our listeners is a fan favorite.
Eddie for Likes.
We got Eddie for Likes, aka.
I didn't even have him ready.
AKA.
I wish I knew what I was talking about.
AKA. I'm
going to wrap it up.
Now back the fuck up. Back the fuck up. All right, not my bad. God. But Eddie for Likes is in the crowd, yo. Eddie for Likes is in the crowd tonight, man. Because we missed a week because of y'all motherfuckers want to get drunk. Because
of us.
And so we got to go ahead and do it.
Dave Ruffin, Eddie Kane and shit?
Hell yeah. Fucking, y'all ain't shit without Otis. I mean, y'all ain't shit without Dave Ruffin.
Now you know, you Otis.
Nah, nobody came to see you, Otis. Shit. All right, let's take this shot for a good show, fellas. Yes, yes. So let's get right into it. So, how's everybody been? Everybody good?
Good, chilling.
Yeah.
Working.
You guys probably don't even matter.
Fucking lame, yo. See, this is why I'm trying to tell you.
You trying to set us up. I felt it coming.
No, I was just trying to make sure y'all had a good week.
I had to put the rock or some shit.
Yep. Anyway, let's get into it. So, since we've been gone. No, that's too much. All right.
Little Kelly Clarkson, yo, really?
It came to my head. Okay.
But, I didn't even know who that is. I knew it, but I ain't know who the fuck sang it.
I went to school with the others. So certain things you pick up with the others.
Yeah.
You know.
Very true.
So since our last time, me and Eric Jimmy Woo went bike riding.
Yeah. 10 motherfucking miles. 10 long miles full of hills.
That shit
10 long miles with an uncomfortable seat. Mm. 10 long miles of long miles. That motherfucker was long. It ain't taking that long. It only took about like an hour. I think an hour exactly, to be exact.
Oh, damn.
It wasn't bad. It was a good first.
Yeah.
First ride.
Yeah. So the we went down.
This nigga got stuck and needed a break. Fuck him, Mister for himself. Don't call me. Yo, take a break real quick. Where you at?
So let me explain. Can I explain? Me explain.
I'm gonna tell you why he on one, right? So you know, before I got to the location tonight to do the podcast, my tire went flat. So this nigga came out first. He rode his bike down there. Then he's like, "You ain't got a good equipment. I'll be back." Nigga turned around, rode back up the hill, got his car, come back. This nigga breaks out the whole motherfucking kit, and it was like, "Yo, just stand back. I got this.
I think you owe me some money.
So I let him do the shit. He was like, "I'm gonna change the tire for you." Yo, nigga, put his little thing under there, boost the car up. Yo, had his own little spinning thing to take the bolts off. Like, nigga was like, "Yeah, yo, you gotta get one of these." Like, nigga, this is real nice. He spent it off.
I mean,
like,
yo, a real man would have a
I have to kill my car.
Fucking change your own tire.
Grown man's, you reap what you sow.
Why would I do?
You really?
He right about that. That was my excuse back in the day. Like,
I got flat.
Yeah, when I was trying to get out some cheeks.
Eddie Flex, I got flat. Yo, I need your help, yo.
Yeah, when I was trying to get away from somebody, yeah, I would call this nigga, be like, "Cold Blue, come get me." Yeah,
so. Trifling ass nigga.
Stop it! Wait, what? No, because wait a minute, sir. Because nigga, you've called me a couple of nights too, nigga. So let's not even do that. Let's not even go there with that one.
I don't recall.
I don't know no grown man that hasn't used that excuse before. To be honest,
but yo, I gotta go pick up my man. Yo, his tire broke down. That's what I said, and I would get out the situation. I'd be like, "Yo, call me."
You gotta play that shit off, right?
Yeah,
even if you set it up, or if they text you like, "Yo, I'm about to call you, play along."
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Hello. Yeah, yeah, yo.
He was my go to guy.
For real?
Y'all ain't shit.
Where you at, yo?
Mm-hmm.
You got Jack?
Nah.
Don't
worry about it. I'll go to my grandfather's house. It's gonna take me a little long to get there, but I got you.
Right, yo, you gotta have you
the whole time be on the way home.
Right.
Anyway, can I explain my story? Because he's trying to play me.
Sure,
like,
Dave,
I did
Ruffin, go ahead.
So we went on this 10-mile bike ride, and so this man, Average Jimmy, has the Mercedes Benz of bikes. This man has all the bells and whistles on his bikes. He has gears that you just think about changing the gears and it changes. So, you know, this man is, you know, riding his bike, and I have my humble bike. Yeah, basically. And so the thing is that we was going uphill. And again, like I said, he has the special gears, and I think it has a button where you can get a motor going.
Okay.
So
it's fancy.
So I was trying to change my gears, and my gears kept popping. Like, they kept popping, right, while we was going up. So I was wasting so much energy just trying to get up this hill. And he had his headphones in. So I was trying to call, help! Mike, stop! Stop! He just kept going. And he didn't even look back, man. That's why I knew. This is when I knew I was all by myself. This is why I came here today the way I am. Because, again, I feel like I'm not supported.
What he didn't know is I did hear him.
So fuck it, I just kept going.
So yeah, so we took a break. But I got a picture though, because it looked like he needed a break more than I did. That nigga was bent over.
Actually, I was a bit over. It was a good picture. I had my hand up on the fan. I'm enjoying the scenery, the fucking planes around. That's one I've always liked airplanes.
And then Eric, Jimmy even had a little. He had the backpack with the water in it and all that stuff.
Yeah,
them
motherfuckers. The little straw and joint. Get this shit out the hole. I'm just like this.
I mean, like I said,
he likes taking selfies. Yeah, this nigga was taking
selfies. Hey, yo, this guy. I was calling him out.
I was hoping he was getting some footage. He was prepared.
Bro.
He came in with a shooting tower one.
But yeah, but he was but averaging was prepared. But we did it, man. We did it. We did the 10 miles.
And then we got
it was
in the Cracker Barrel for 3 hours.
Yeah. No, we celebrated with a whole 6 pack. Celebrated all them calories just burnt. No, we just gained a right. Had a good 6 pack in the parking lot, man. But yeah, that was good times, man.
Y'all got your bikes, man.
Yeah. And you know, grown man's always said that he need a grown man size bike.
he can ride my bike and get a 29.
But that's what I was saying is that you know, it was people out there with all shapes and sizes riding them bikes, man. So you know, get your ass out.
It was this dude that rolled by us. He had to weigh more than you. He just was bigger. He was like a fucking NFL dude or like a Shaq, huge. But he was rolling on that motherfucker.
Yeah, see, I tried it again the other day. Because, you know, we got bikes at our school. Could we make sure the kids get to the bus stops and all that? So they gave me a bike. Yeah, I ain't making it out the parking lot.
Why?
Because the tires sunk into the ground.
I got an air pump in my car, too.
I think he don't want to go bike ride.
I think so, too.
I know. I prefer.
Excuses.
I like riding a bike.
Excuses.
Get a bike.
Yeah, get excuses.
I got to find a friendly bike.
You can ride my bike. I'll bring my girl bike.
Damn.
Ooh.
Damn.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Look at it. See. There we go.
And I'll bring it. I got a two bike holder on my truck. So I'll bring both the bikes there.
All right. We'll see what happens.
So also this week, couple of us, three-fourths of us, we went to Lignor, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
Well, you was out there on the ATV.
I didn't get no text message.
But first of all, you was there when grown men even talked about it. We was at Cracker Barrel when we talked about it.
Yeah, we was at the table.
I don't recall.
well, anyway, but you was out riding bikes. But we went out there. That was a good time too, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why we have episodes.
So grown man was double fisting wine bottles, and
yeah, and he was the driver.
So you know,
yeah,
I was so hurt the next day.
But that's a good vibe though. I like the winery.
Yeah,
what y'all think about it?
Yeah, it was cool. It was a good time.
And you know, more about Nathan was having his photo shoot.
Yeah, he had a whole personal photo shoot.
So check out his page, man. That was.
Shameless plug.
If you want to know, you know, about those photos,
oh,
and
boy,
you thinking about, you know, who took them pictures?
goodness,
that was Brother Man from the Fifth Floor all the way. That was yeah.
I will give you your credit.
I appreciate
on that.
The photo credit, man. I appreciate it. The people been hitting me up all day.
The picture did do numbers today, and on top of that. A lot of people hit me up, like, on the side, like, trying to figure out what's going on with the photos, what's going on with the clothes, so you did your thing. I give you your props on that
one. Pounded on that?
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Oh, they roughing ass.
I just don't understand why y'all got... See, this is why I'm going to keep my shades on. Once y'all stop hating, I might take my shades off, but until then, I'm keeping my shades on. All right, so let's get into some trending topics. So let's start out with this whole Jacob Blake, man.
Well, before we go there, I just want to say fuck y'all, too. Y'all niggas left all that grass in my car.
I mean, that's what happens when we go to a winery.
I just got my car detailed the day before.
Didn't he offer to drive? Mm-hmm. I mean, shit.
Who put a dent in your car?
What happened?
Oh, yeah, speak on this. When I first got my car,
there is a dent in my back door because you were sitting in the car and we were down Fells Point and you hit the door on the tree trunk. Nigga, I remember this shit to this day because I had just got that shit.
No, that's not true. I don't recall.
Of course you don't recall.
You sound like you lying, grown man.
I really don't. Because nigga, first of all, I know you lie. I normally don't ride in the back seat.
Eddie,
I ride up front.
Back the fuck up now.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. He. He got a point there.
He does. He's been in the back of my car before. Though. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you.
Eddie for life. You're not part of this episode.
That motherfucker ain't doing Willie. Oh, boy.
Back the fuck up. All right. So let's get right into our this whole thing about Jacob Blake. Again, we are talking about this stuff again, and I thought we wouldn't talk about it for the rest of this, hopefully this year, forever. But again, it's brought to the forefront. So what are we thinking? What are we saying? What's going on?
I had a very interesting conversation with my class the other day. It's actually funny. Well, it's not funny, but one of my white student actually brought it up, and she asked me. She was like, "Well, Mr. Manners, like, how do you feel about that?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? How do I feel? Like, it's so many angles I can attack this from." And I didn't realize it at the time, but it was a parent who happened to be there, who was in like the kid's Zoom or whatever, and she heard me talking about it, or whatever. And it led to more discussion, but it was a really good discussion. We actually ran overtime for class. Because of the discussion. But it's like, when is enough enough? You know what I mean? Like, when are we going to stop saying this? Like, you know, we keep saying, okay, defund the police. We keep saying retraining, community policing. We throw out all these different terms and all these different things. But it's like, yo, when is enough going to be enough, man? So, like, they shot this man literally in his back. I watched the video for a split second. I didn't even watch the whole thing. But it's like, yo, the law even says you're not a threat to someone if your back is turned to them.
Exactly. And I think to answer your question, I think when enough will be enough is when the police start to get charged as criminals for the shit. You got to charge them accordingly.
Correct.
Not give them a
leave and whatnot.
Yeah, law enforcement bill of rights. Like,
fuck that.
Yo, it's a whole. It's like literally, yo, this man is running away from you or moving away from you. His back is turned. He's not a threat.
Did you see Brian Urlacher bring up something? Say, oh,
yeah.
So he compared Brett Favre's situation, whatever, and then he said, well, a felon wanted for a sexual assault charge. Running to the car to grab a knife, is shot 7 times and y'all protesting.
But like, but here's the thing: does that really even matter? Like at this point, like my thing is this:
fuck that. It matters because why he ain't speak on the fucking kid that came from another state right. with a weapon, yeah. which is fucking premeditated.
Right.
At that point,
yeah, we gotta get to all of this.
But not that part of it. But like. To the point where, does it matter, yo, if he had a warrant or if he was a previous, if he had previously been arrested? Like, does any of that really matter?
No.
Like, at the end of the day, they stopped him for whatever reason.
Well, he wasn't stopped. He called the police because two females was fighting. He was trying to break the females up.
Right.
And that's even worse. Like,
and then the police get there and start fucking with him. So he's like, I'm leaving. Like, I called y'all, I'm leaving.
But and people are like, why did he do that? But like, you gotta understand like what goes on in someone's mind when, especially when you're trying to do good, and then somebody come out to you and then they antagonize you.
Yeah, it flips.
But the
you.
Same
yeah.
people like, that's asking why he do it is the ones that don't have to go through this, because exactly. if they was to walk away, they could get the fucking they call. Because
I can go
without issue.
I could feel that. I could feel blagging out and saying, you know, fuck this, I'm getting the fuck up out of here, because I can't believe after what I'm trying to do, y'all trying to put this shit on me.
Right.
Yep.
Like, and I even understand been a good, I can feel that. I can feel that. I can feel that, right. Look, when you're trying to do good.
I've called the police one time in life, and I literally said...
I accidentally called, not to cut you off, I accidentally called while we was riding Saturday.
Oh, shit.
My phone, like, it's ringing. I'm like, what the fuck? He said... Anne Arundel County 911. You need police or fire? I was shit. None of them. My bad.
I called one time in life, and they literally was like asking for my information, and I was like, "Well, I just wanted to report what's happening. Y'all don't need to talk to me at all." Because I was like, "I know how that shit goes."
And you don't have to give them.
And I don't. Either. And they didn't ask any more questions after that.
So one thing too is, and average Jimmy, I want you to think. I want to see if you remember this. I was in a car with you, and we got into an accident. Right.
Flat.
Was it a flat?
You talking about?
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the car came out,
Kane Street.
Yeah, and the police came out, and we were trying to explain to him what was going on. He wasn't trying to understand it. Like, you know what I mean? It was just to the point that somebody going to call the police on you. Got to kind of give them the benefit of the doubt. But he was being an asshole for no fucking reason.
Right.
Like, for no fucking reason. But I'm saying, if that was a different story, mind you, I had a friend that was the other color, right? said that he had an open warrant from a no-show, right? Got pulled over on I-97, which is an interstate around Baltimore, Maryland. And mind you, he had an open warrant. An open warrant. He did not get arrested. They let him go. They let him go.
And did they address the fact that he had an open warrant?
Yeah, they said, you got an open warrant. They pulled him out the car. He said, you got an open warrant. And he said, what? For real? And he said, yeah, but you can go ahead and handle it. But this, I'm just saying, when this is the thing, right? Average Jimmy calls the police because he just got an accident. And the person that caused the accident went left, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So he's a victim right now, right? Trying to explain to him what happened to him because he's a victim in the situation, yeah. right? Versus somebody that has an open warrant because of something that he didn't do. That's his fault, right? The difference is that one person got to go home and one person got treated like a fucking criminal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've been there. Like, you know, even in my accident, right? The key thing is, I'm like, yo, my shit was a hit and run. So the nigga was gone way before the ambo got there, before the police got there, everything. So the paramedic and the officer, at first, they was trying to flip it on me. Oh, well, we smell alcohol. Mm-hmm. Like, motherfucker, I'm the victim. Nigga, you look at the back of my car. Like, I can't run into something from behind if I'm on right. the highway. Like, nigga ran into me. I'm like, I literally said that. I'm the victim.
So my thing is this, right? And this is what I think some type of reform needs to be done. Now, again, how long does it take to be a police officer? What, 6 months, 7 months, something like that?
Don't quote me. I want to say 9 months.
Nine months. I think it's 9 months, yeah. 9 months. I think that's not enough.
Absolutely
that's
not enough. It's not. That's not enough to learn the job, period. The laws.
It took you 4 years to be a lawyer.
Right.
So why does it take 9 months to be a police officer?
So,
because it's a fucking crash course and they teach them to shoot to kill.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So
if you feel threatened, we'll
back you
promise
up.
You clearly, you'll be okay.
Clearly, they
you felt threatened.
Yep.
What about a person with a permit to carry legally that feels threatened? He don't get the same benefits as a police would. Mm-hmm.
So let's get right into our next topic, because everybody understand this whole Jacob Blake thing. It's just another sense of, you know, fucked up shit, basically.
One
by
thing
a police
I will
officer.
Say to wrap it up as well. This is the first time, at least in a while, that he's still alive.
Right.
To actually tell his story.
Which is maybe another lack of police training.
Yes.
He don't know how to fucking shoot.
Exactly. Like,
because seven times
this man is alive.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait. Let me draw. You know he's going to have either a press conference, yes. some type of situation where he tells his story.
In all honesty, I hope that what he should do is this. Don't say shit until a motherfucker puts some money in front of your hand, and then you give them an exclusive, and you get paid behind that bullshit, and then you really, like, yo, be like, I'm offering up this first interview for at least $1 million.
Look, he got to get paid from the state. He got to get paid from the interview. He got to get paid from basically anything that happens with
Because they say he paralyzed now.
Right.
So them bills are going to kick in and be like, yo, I'll give you an exclusive for at least $1 million. And then we can sit down at the table and talk
see.
About
it. We'll definitely talk some more once it actually comes out.
Yeah, it just, like, yo, it just the shit is beyond ridiculous right. now. At first, you remember, like, at first, you would hear one every once so often. Mm-hmm. But now it's like this shit almost every week, every month. Yo, it's like,
so,
who's next?
So this is the thing. So from that situation, there's been protests going on around. One of the biggest things that the protest is about this bubble, the bubble protest, the NBA and the WNBA mm-hmm. protesting, boycotting the games.
Yeah.
Now, but I put my quotation marks up
for now.
For now. Yeah. So now these games are going on. So it went from a boycott to the games to a postponement, right? Mm-hmm. Now, my question to you guys is that enough?
No, absolutely
so,
not.
So, like, my whole thing is this, right? And I've always said this: we are 75-80% of the NBA, 60-something percent
without us.
Yeah, 60% of the NFL. Leave. Right?
I'm not coming back.
Yo, if we literally. I mean, this is like a precedent that they're setting right now. Like, yes, they have set out games, you know, even fucking baseball, which is not even Americans at this point. You know, it's all Dominicans and Hispanic folk. Like, even they've shut down certain games, right? So, but at the end of the day, yo, at the two major sports leagues, we are more than half of the league. We make up half of the league or more. Yo, the point about it is, if we hit them in their pockets, which is stopping playing, there's no TV revenue, there's no ads that can be run, there's no money being generated by stopping this shit. And fuck it, we say, look, yo, we not playing no more until this, this, and this is met, and we really hold to that shit, and maybe the niggas that's on the upper echelon like kick money down to the younger folks who not getting it like that, yo, that's we will really saying. See a change.
And this is what I think you made a great point, is because again, like I said, it takes a unified front to make this shit happen. And like I said, it's you know, everybody keeps saying like, oh, you know, the people that's not getting paid, they need this, they need this, they need this. But you know what I'm saying is not that. It's alternative. But it takes everybody. It takes everybody. Yeah. It takes the people at the top to help the people at the bottom, so we can all do those different things.
On, just not playing is great, right? Don't play. Keep the monies and everything out of the people in power's pockets, right? Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, while they are not playing, they can't do shit.
Right.
Because you know all eyes is going to be on them. Like, oh, they just didn't want to play because they wanted to go to the strip club or to whatever. Like, you know that would be the look. Yeah, yeah. Get some wings and whatever. So
we got to, as black people in general, yo, we got to understand this. So how capitalism works, yo, there is no true middle class. There's the haves and the have-nots. And we have been positioned as black people to be the have-nots. So we got to flip the narrative. Like, yo, we make the least amount of money, but we spend almost the most. We got a $1.2 trillion spending power every year. So if we actually controlled that shit and kept that money in our community like everybody else do, yo, we would be, yo, we could flip the narrative in like less than 10 years. We can flip the whole narrative. But
they'll never let us flip the narrative.
We got to let us.
We got to demand certain shit. And see, that's where it comes down to. Like, yo, if niggas stop buying Gucci, stop buying, I mean, and I can save myself, I buy the shit too, so I'm a part of the problem on certain instances. Like, yo, we got to switch our values and what we truly value in the system, yo. Like we don't value education anymore.
We need to value our people.
Our people, ourselves. Like, yo, we don't even value, like, our women and children like we need to. Like, we got to put back into ourselves, yes. You know. We have to.
So one person that I want to point out is my favorite athlete of all time is Muhammad Ali. And if you want to talk about protests, so Muhammad Ali refused to go into, I think, the Vietnam War.
Yeah, Vietnam.
Right. Mm-hmm. This man sacrificed his livelihood because he went to jail because of this. Mm-hmm. His career, all those different things that make a point. Mm-hmm. That sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. But see, niggas not willing to do that.
Exactly.
Kaepernick.
But that's what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
It's a whole line of people, yo, who making a sacrifice, but niggas still laughing at him. Like, yo, you took a knee. But it's like, yo, this nigga gave up millions of dollars that he could have made for the greater good. And see, that's the problem with our people. A lot of our people, yo, we selfish. We for the individual person. We not for the collective Negro. That's why shit like the Civil Rights Movement would not work in today's time, because we are selfish. We are not for the collective Negro. We are for ourselves. And that's a big problem that we really have to address. Like, how many times niggas like, well, I don't give a fuck. That's that nigga over there.
But that's the thing too, is that, like, I think we are so comfortable because we have it better than we had it before.
But
let me finish. So we had it better than we had before. But we don't even realize how good we supposed to have it.
Absolutely. My thing is, they, like, people should be glad that we just want to be treated equal and not want revenge.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Black people have been through a lot of shit. Unnecessary shit. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm mixed. My mother's white, my father's black. I experience racism on both sides, and I just can't grasp the fact how someone can hate someone for something that they can't control.
Facts.
You can't control that you're white, black, mm-hmm. Asian, Puerto Rican, whatever the fuck you are. You can't control that. Like, you can't pick at birth, like, I want to be this. And you're like, oh, you picked the wrong one. Nah, that's just what you're given. That's the card you were dealt.
What they call that, pan-racial? What's that? When people identify as a different color than what they actually are.
And that's sad that, like, we have to, people feel as though they have to do that to fit in.
Yeah,
like, whatever their purpose is why they do and they hit.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yo, man, I'm over it, man. I've been over it.
So, like, the whole situation of just, like, yo, like, you know, talking to, like, I was thinking about this earlier, like, talking to my grandfather before he passed. You know, we had this conversation, and he was saying, like, he said integration was the worst thing that ever happened to our people.
My grandfather said the same thing.
And let's say he was in his mid-80s when he passed. So he lived through a lot of shit. And he was saying, like, the worst thing that ever happened to us was integration. We should have kept segregation, according to him.
Because we stuck together more.
We stuck together. We had our own businesses. We owned our own homes.
And we're thriving.
And we were thriving, doing well.
They they knew what they were doing, right? Making everything
exactly.
And agree.
So he even said we were thriving. We owned our own homes, especially he was like in particular we talking about Baltimore, and he was saying, you know, my grandparents, they were the first black family to move into their neighborhood.
Same with my grandparents.
Their house was
You know, the 4x4 used to be all white.
Literally. Bel-Air Road.
My grandfather, grandma was the first black family there.
Even like so, you know, I went to Emerson High School, and one of my teachers at the time, he had a yearbook because he was there like that long. He had the yearbook like you're showing us. It was none but white folks there, and you like shit. This Emerson Village, nigga. Like what you talking about? White like the whole book was fucking nothing but white people in there. So you see the change, but like I said, my grandfather was saying like back in that time, we owned our shit. We lived in our communities that we lived in, we worked in. We owned our own shit. We owned our own stores, all of that stuff. So integration to him was like the worst shit ever because he's like, yo, we don't own shit no more, and that's the problem.
Yeah. So from this whole Jacob Blake situation, it's been like I said, it's been a lot of protests, and another situation came out of this situation, which was kind of fucked up. That I just don't even. I'm still not able to comprehend how did this happen. So a teenager, a thug. I'm gonna call him a thug.
He is.
Yeah. He is.
His name is Kyle Rittenhouse.
Fuck him.
Was in what Kennesaw County or something like that. And he's from another, I don't even know where he's from, another but he's state. Not from there. He's from another state. Came to the protest with an AR-15, walked through the streets. People tried to, you know, kind of get him away from the gun. He shot and killed two people. Then
the got up. That was on video is he just shot one person dead. And he was trying to apprehend him.
So he already killed somebody.
Where the video is that's going around. When he got on the ground and shot two more people.
Yeah.
That one person died, other person lost the arm. But previously he shot someone and killed him. Before that, that's why they was trying to get him. Like right. The skater dude that was hitting him.
Yeah, yeah. So he ended up dying too. The skater dude died. So then got up. The police was coming. Literally walked past him. Walked past him. People said he just killed some. He just shot somebody. Yep. Walking around with not like, a pistol.
Yeah, on his chest,
but like an AR-15, and you know just walked past him. And I even heard that he even went home and went to sleep that night.
Yeah, he went home.
He turned himself in.
Went home and went to sleep that night.
His mother brought him to the protest.
She drove him there.
I just want to remind you guys, how old was Tamir Rice when he died?
16?
I thought he was not. I thought he was like 12 or something. He was young.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Tamir Rice was young.
Was very young. Playing with a toy gun that didn't look like a gun. That actually was just ran up on and shot by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, it was open carry, all that stuff. Yeah, I think 12 years old. How is this possible?
We know how.
Yeah, we know what it is, and that's the thing, and like so. Even, like I said, going back to the conversation I had with my students, and the student who even brought it up and introduced it to me was, for those who don't know, I teach U.S. history and I teach government and politics. So, even for her to bring it up, that, you know, she felt some kind of way. And even she was asking me, well, what is, like, white privilege? And I'm going to look at this video and look at this one. And you tell me the differences between the two. And she's like, oh my God, like she couldn't wrap her mind around it.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, she's young, ninth grade or whatever, but she's still like, damn, like that's crazy. I'm like, listen, two different scenarios, two different videos.
I'll tell you what white privilege is.
And you look at it and she's like, damn, like, well, this guy got to walk away, but this one didn't. Mm-hmm. That's the point.
Damn. White privilege is the police asking my mother, is she okay? Because she in a car with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's white privilege.
Wow.
You white man?
So this well,
can shit, you talk about remember, the car remember,
that's white privilege.
Up in when we was at school, and there was three black men in the car with our white friend. What happened? They pulled him out of the car, was talking to him in behind the car,
sure everything was okay.
Real nice and shit. Like we just sitting there, we scared as a motherfucker, but he's sitting there like
he was cool,
right? He was cool, like this shit happens every day. We got pulled over, we like shit, we nervous.
And he was the one that was fucked up,
right? He was the one that was drunk. I'm like motherfucker, so, like what?
But I'm gonna play a sound clip. This is the part that disturbed me, I think, most about this whole situation. I just want you guys to listen to this.
Speaking their mind, questions who I am. of the curfew became engaged in some type of disturbance, and persons were shot. Everybody involved was out after the curfew. I'm not going to make a great deal of that, but the point is the curfew's in place to protect. Had the person's not been out involved in violation of that, perhaps the situation that unfolded would not have happened. So the last night, a 17-year-old individual from Antioch, Illinois, was involved in the use of firearms to resolve whatever conflict was in place. The result of it.
Yeah, cut that shit out. Like, first of all,
he told everybody it's okay with the fuck he did.
Right, basically,
he was resolving shit.
And you know what? If he has a good lawyer, I would take that fucking clip to court.
He needs to be fired. This is exactly why Jacob Blake was murdered.
He literally said, if you guys was in the house during the curfew, the shit wouldn't have happened. What?
How you say that about somebody that fucking died? How?
But he just excused the behavior of him killing somebody, saying that he was trying to resolve.
I had some fucking coworkers that I'm a think my opinion only that they're racist because they said, it's not like he shot black people. Why do y'all care? What the fuck you mean?
Like, this is ridiculous.
The fuck you mean? It ain't about the fuck that. First of all, it's disrespectful to blacks. It's disrespectful to the two gentlemen that died.
It literally should be disrespectful to you as a human.
Right. So my thing is, like, what the fuck you mean? Like, no, it's still wrong. If it was a black kid with a long gun shooting people, we would not be talking about him right now. Like, far as still being alive and shit.
He would be fucking dead by far.
They said it on the, if you watch, there's enough videos floating around. One of them, hey, you with the long gun, don't come down here. Like, what?
Yeah.
They acknowledge they seen him with a long gun, just say, don't come down here.
Ain't nobody.
You want some water? Let me throw you some water.
I got another clip from Uncle Shay Shay.
Went out there with the long gun last night and killed two people and walked right by the police.
Right.
For me, it's hard for me to understand that you feel more threatened by my black skin than a 17-year-old with an AR-15. Let that sink in. My black skin and a white kid with a rifle in the street, and you're more threatened by my skin than that gun.
Uncle Shay Shay, man, always putting it out there. I appreciate you. That was Shannon Sharp, and I forget what that show was called.
Undisputed, right?
Undisputed.
Yeah. But
did y'all see what's the other OG name? He left off the show and fucking Barkley,
Kenny Smith, and
Charles and fucking Shaq like sip they shit like, well, nigga, I need this shit. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
fuck I appreciate
Kenny,
that.
Kenny, leave. Leave. Leave
Kenny the Jet Smith. But yeah, man. But that's just some crazy stuff that I'm just not understanding. But this is the America that we live in.
It's been set for us to fail since the beginning of times, man. Like, they brainwashed us with the abortion shit. Like, say, you know, motherfuckers, don't, if you tell them they can't do something, they gonna want to do it. No one ever really was giving a fuck about abortion. Like, they didn't, like, far as, like, they didn't, like, they wasn't doing it. Till you tell them, I'm going to take that right away from y'all. Y'all can't get abortion now. I'm going to get abortions. Mm-hmm. It was all set up from the fucking joke. Yo, we been a nigga since birth. Since birth, we been niggas to them.
Yes.
We a nigga.
Yep. It's scary. That's it. Like, even, like, our, like, allies. Like, real allies.
Yeah, we're true, yeah.
They going through shit, too.
Right.
I was on a inspection this week. And it was like for a window. And I was like, that's random. It's just a window. Like, that's random as shit. So we got there. And I'm looking for the house as I'm pulling up for it. I'm like, what house is this? I couldn't find it. I couldn't see none of the numbers, whatever. And then I saw the window. And very quickly, I was like, oh, that's the house. Right at the bottom of the window. What sign was it?
Trump.
Opposite. Black Lives Matter.
Oh.
Mm.
And I was just sitting there like, oh, that's why your window got fucked up. And when we came in, it was a white girl. White girl was just like, fuck all of them. She said, I'm keeping my son up. And I was like, yeah. Like, you do that shit.
So that reminds me of a story that I just heard today, and I didn't know until today. I can't think. Who is the coach of the Clippers? Doc Rivers. So Doc Rivers had a very emotional statement about this whole situation. And I learned today that when Doc was the coach of the Orlando Magic, and you know he married a white woman, they burnt his fucking house down.
I didn't know that.
They burnt his house down. Mm. This is documented. They actually burnt his house down, and then you know it's not out there, but they feel like the reason is that he was married to a white woman and had money, so they burnt his house down. But I don't want to get into it too long. We got a couple more things to talk about, but you want to end with something?
Yeah, I just think that I don't know, man. Like, I think that your boy in the White House and his whole radical thing has really exposed what people truly feel. I think now it's not hidden anymore. I think it's really going to be, it's out in the forefront. This is what it's going to be. And we really got to figure out a way to make this shit change.
Yeah, your boy is a wild boy.
Yeah, he's a wild motherfucker.
I don't even want to get into it.
Yeah, we don't give him no more air time.
Yeah. All right, so next trending topic. I'm going to go on something light before we get into something. I know that Eddie for Life is going to be happy about one of these trending topics. KFC has got rid of the potato wedges and are going to fries.
Really?
Didn't know.
The fries look good too, yo.
Oh, the potato wedges was the shit, though.
I know. Some people just go to KFC just for the wedges.
Yeah, the wedges was the shit.
What y'all think about, them going to French fries?
I like fries.
See, I don't really fuck with the chicken, though. I fuck with their baked chicken.
I haven't been to KFC.
I haven't been to KFC since I was probably 12 years old.
I went to Popeyes today.
Yeah, I fuck with Popeyes.
Drove off.
Wow.
It was a long ass line?
Nope.
Rats?
Nope.
I don't know.
Ignorance.
It's
always like that.
You don't go to the one on Sinclair Lane, and you don't go to the one.
I go to the one on Sinclair Lane just for the entertainment.
I went to the one on Bel Air Road. I was at the one at Joppa and Walther Woods, and she kept everything I said. Is that it? Is that it?
That's
is
a
that
little it? Ass window. You ever been to that window? It's just it's like this.
Yo, like my truck set higher than I had to like.
Yeah, it's so small. I'm like, why are your windows?
I get up.
So what if I got a 30 piece or something? You're not gonna fit through that damn window. You're gonna come around.
I wanted to add two pieces of chicken. So I said, can I just buy chicken separately, like just single pieces? Like, yeah. I said, can I get two? What? I said, I just want two. What you want? Oh, I said, I don't want shit, man. Yeah. I said, I don't want shit. Yeah. Fuck you and your attitude. And I drove off. I'm so fucking mad.
That's the way
like,
to do it.
Yo, my thing is this. I was unhappy at the pretzel shop for a while, but I never treated the patients like. I mean, I'm sorry, the customer.
The patient,
yo, we wouldn't do that. Yo, we had good food.
I
didn't treat
the customers like that, yo. Like, it's not their fault. I'm coming here to clock in. Like, it's not their fault. It's not my fault. You work here. Like, upgrade your shit.
So with this whole thing about fries, I want to have a gentleman's debate about who has the best fries.
Checkers. Yeah, Checkers got the best fries. Yo.
Checkers.
Damn, Heartburn, but Checkers.
Heartburn like a bitch the next morning. Yeah.
Has anybody had Arby's curly fries?
Yeah,
Arby's. Arby's is warmed up lunch meat.
What?
That's it.
Nigga.
Don't make a fucking lunch meat sandwich, put it in the microwave. Arby's.
I've never been to an Arby's.
Let's be Arby's.
You go on there. You need to say pause, nigga. You eat it. You eat that shit. You eat that meat.
Say pause.
I'm going to Arby's where they got the meat. You got to say pause every time you eat that shit. Anyway. Look, he don't like pause.
But pause. But
what you doing? Eating Arby's meat. Warm up lunch meat.
We got the meat.
Oh my god!
But
don't lunch meat. That's it.
So we unanimous is Checkers.
Absolutely.
Checkers, so, but what about when Checkers fry their fries and the same thing they fry their funnel cake?
Yeah. Don't even.
Hey, nobody fries.
Don't eat the funnel cake. Eat the fries.
I'm saying nobody fries taste like funnel cake because it's the same batter.
First of all,
I haven't been to Checkers in a while. Same either. But I still go to Checkers.
I'm probably going right now. Yeah, you know what I mean. I always eat.
Don't go to the one down on what you call it. They got rats.
I go to the one on Jabba Road. They nice there.
Oh,
all right, and they treat me good because I'm a fly. All
right. So next thing, Eddie for Likes. Let's talk about this.
He sit over there looking like he a fucking lawyer. He right,
look, like he's
like,
the
like, I told
shit.
You, I
no,
got
look,
you.
Like he trying to make sure we don't say nothing at? Crazy.
Right. He like, shh, shh,
right. My money. I told you I had it.
Right, he the legal counsel and shit.
So, Megan Thee Stallion finally put out there that Tory Lanez is the person who shot her.
So I'm gonna go on record because Eddie feel like sitting here. Just because he's sitting here.
Here we go. So I'm gonna just
So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna apologize. You know,
apparently that's one I appreciate it.
Apparently, you know, we was talking shit last time. I mean, the nigga shot her. I mean, it's nothing else we can say about it. He did it. Well, correction. Now, I'm going to still give him the benefit of the doubt. Because that's her story. The nigga ain't never come out with his.
No, you can't. Do that. You can't.
You can't. You on that bullshit again, yo. Again.
But no, sister.
Let me put it out there. So.
Yeah, I'm apologize. You know, the nigga shot her. He had a little man complex.
One of our followers just said, it's not Monday. What the fuck? Because we record.
Well, tell him, my bad. We got drunk on Sunday, so we couldn't record. Niggas got drunk. And real life got in the way, so.
Hold on, no. Say
that again. My apologies. We got drunk, and chips got real on Sunday, so we couldn't record.
It was his fault.
It was my fault.
It was grown man's fault, right?
Grown man and more about Nathan.
I had three bottles of wine.
No, not me. It wasn't my fault.
More about Nathan. So, anyway. Yeah, so it finally came out that, and she finally went on IG Live and admitted to it. But and again, like I said, that's some fucked up shit. As a man to shoot somebody over an argument, first, whatever it was.
First of all, shoot a woman.
He's a bitch.
Shoot a woman. Well, first of all, you can't really call him a bitch because you was definitely on the quarantine radio talking.
You
about
was on quarantine radio.
Quarantine radio.
Fuck that. I like quarantine radio. I didn't. He's still a bitch. Right. It's that simple.
So. So I don't even know what you said.
This nigga drunk.
But but yeah, it just it's a fucked up situation, and I can't wrap my mind around of how you can just like how you get up that upset that you can just shoot somebody like that.
I'm
I don't know
if
you're trying to scare her or whatever, but it's some fucked up shit. And yes, I think he should be deported.
I'm sticking to my story. She had them first slippers on. He thought it was a rat in his car. Pow!
The nigga.
So
what the fuck is that? Pow! 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 Pow!
So we got one apology. You about to get two?
I think I said I'm good.
Oh,
that's no, it. I mean, look. First of all, I never said like she. You know, I just thought I made jokes. She's okay. She's okay. She's okay.
Just come on, yo.
But I do feel bad for her that she got shot by a man.
Fuck.
All right, I apologize. Fuck it.
Thank you. Yo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so that what happened. That's what happened. Let's see anything else we got up on this joint. So last thing, let's talk about R. Kelly. So R. Kelly,
my man got them polls.
They talking about should we free? That's another grown. I mean, this is another Eddie for Life special. Yeah,
that man's an R. Kelly fan.
This man lost his virginity to R. Kelly. Oh,
man.
No.
Whoa! Fucked him.
Whoa! What? I said lost his virginity.
You said he lost his virginity to R. Kelly.
That's what you said.
No.
Yeah.
Yo, you gotta
rewind
clarify
that shit though.
That's what happened.
I didn't say like.
And this nigga grown man's not even gonna be like pause. Yo, pause.
However you want to take it. That's what happened.
Like he did. Did R. Kelly take it?
R. Kelly popped the cherry.
Where the fuck did this shit come from?
Oh, is that not true?
Fuck no, that shit ain't true.
Oh, okay.
So you said R. Kelly did not pop your cherry?
My bad.
Yo, y'all. I'm
my bad
about that.
But you're not part of the episode. So back the fuck up.
How you going? I can't stand these niggas. I hate all y'all.
You hate
us. David Ruffin over there and shit.
Yeah.
Yo, did y'all know? Me and R. Kelly got the same birthday. Like the same date.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yo, R. Kelly the GOAT. I don't give a fuck who he pissed on.
Remember when Birthday Sex came out?
Ah, yeah.
That was like a long ass time ago. And then he had that line. He had the line in the remix for, you know, R. Kelly was on that shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, ooh, I just can't wait till January 8th. Nigga, that was my shit. And then R. Kelly had to come and fuck this shit up. I can't sing that shit at all no more.
Better stop. So. Apparently, people are protesting outside of the jail that R. Kelly is in and want him to get out. And he was attacked in his jail cell. So they came in like, what the fuck is going on?
Between the sheets and my cell. Baby, wait, what the hell?
So they say it's time for R. Kelly to be released. What do we think about that?
No.
I'm not gonna speak on this one.
Why? Why not ever, Jimmy? I know you have an you look like you have an epiphany over there.
Well, so this is my thing too, is that, you know, I think one of the biggest things is that it's a tough situation to me because again, you know, I don't know. I don't even know if I have an opinion. Eddie for life, what's your opinion on your hero? Oh my
god. First off, fuck all y'all. Well, not more about Nathan and not average Jimmy.
It's all good because I got my hater blockers
but
on.
But you two motherfuckers,
I got my hater blockers on.
Y'all will not talk all this shit because yes, before all of this shit came out, yes.
Here we go. We're gonna wrap it up.
I am an avid believer in cancel culture. That nigga needs to get canceled. Wow, it's that simple.
Why?
You telling me if you got that sauce up in you and step in the name of love, come on, you not gonna cut out that man.
I was at it.
I was at a birthday party and it came on and we was like, whoa. Then somebody was like, nah, let that shit play. And you know, everybody just,
you got to, you had to,
right?
Yeah, step in the name of love is still a classic.
Yeah, for the culture.
All right.
I don't give a fuck who you pissed on.
All right, man. So
I didn't go that far. That wasn't all about Nathan.
So the thing is that, so I think we're saying that he still needs to be in jail. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, the man did a crime.
Multiple?
Yes. 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 All right. I say he needs to be in jail, but I'm not canceling his music.
I just feel bad because, you know, he's in there.
Robert's locked up. Not R. Kelly.
So let's get that. My thing is that you know, I feel bad for him because again, he's in the jail cell. He's not able to do anything. You know, usually people in jail can like read and write. He can't.
Wow, that was supposed to be funny.
He illiterate. Yeah, he don't know how to read.
I thought that's supposed to be funny, but
I'm trying to get you to get your punchline.
It's not. I mean, it's funny. Y'all might not think it's funny, but it's the truth, though.
He literally failed on it.
It's the truth, though.
So since we canceling all of R. Kelly's music that he actually sung, right?
Why?
I mean, that's what the people are doing, right? Are we canceling the music that he wrote as well?
Because you got to cancel a lot of shit.
Wrote a lot.
You got to cancel a lot of shit.
A lot of shit.
Yeah. I Believe I Can Fly. And not even that, but you got to cancel records that he wrote for other people, too.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He wrote songs for Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
And everybody from like B2K to everybody.
You and I. What was Michael Jackson's? You Are Not Alone. R. Kelly wrote that about one of the underage girls he had pregnant.
He did right there.
And he wrote Bump 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 for B2K.
He wrote that too.
And when you listen to it, you'd be like, damn. Like, whose sexy body was he saying go bump bump bump?
Oh, God. That's true.
He did write that.
But yeah, man, it's a crazy situation. So we're gonna get our our segments. So we're gonna go ahead and get started with Tell Him Why You're Mad with Average Jimmy.
Good. Yeah, so I ain't gonna do no funny shit today. I'm seriously mad about the shit that's going on in this world nowadays. Like the unnecessarily treatment of black people from police, from some Caucasian, that really got me upset, man. I never have and never will understand of the way people are being treated for something that they have no control over. No control. We can't control who we are, what race we are, you know, what national. We can't control that shit. And for the shit that is going on and it's being justified by some people, that got me upset, man. Mad, very mad. And it's getting old. It's getting old. I'm getting sick to my stomach watching this shit anymore. I can't bear to see another brother shot up, killed, whatever it is, like over some nonsense. And then to try to throw dirt on a man's name afterwards. Well, he was wanted and had a knife in a car. Now, you mean to tell me because you might have happened to have, which I had pocket knife in my fucking truck. It's just sitting there. I don't have it for protection. It's just in there. So if something was to happen, I get shot outside my truck. Oh, well, he had a pocket knife he was going in there to get. I probably didn't even know it was in my truck till the day I was looking for change. I honestly didn't found it. You know what I mean? How we know that man was going to get a weapon to attack the police, which I don't think. I don't think he was, because why would you be walking away? Why wouldn't you, if you felt like you wanted to threaten, be a threat to these police or harm these police, why would you walk away to go get, why wouldn't you just harm them?
Go to your car
right there
where you were planning to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to stop.
So that's why I'm mad. I'm mad of the shit going on that's not getting enough attention and understanding from people, from people all over. I'm pissed about that.
I respect that. Respect that. Anybody else mad about anything?
Same thing. Same exact thing.
I'm pissed off, man.
Why are you mad, David Ruffin? Why are you mad?
I'm pissed off at this situation too. I'm not mad. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm fucking pissed. And I'm pissed at you too, grown man.
What'd I do?
Because you came here not prepared.
What's some slippers
anyway,
on?
Anyway, so, you know, we're talking about we
what's
mad.
What's your slippers on?
And,
my Adidas slippers.
We're talking about we mad, but, you know, let's talk about what's in these streets, man. Let's talk about what's hot in these goddamn streets. So let's get into our next segment. We're going to our media moment with more about Nathan.
We're waiting.
Eventually.
Right, eventually. Wait for it. All right.
So we're gonna go.
It's on there.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right. So we gonna start it off with a quick little rapid fire, just shit that I think is important that's out happening in places and whatnot. So y'all familiar with Lovecraft Country? Have y'all heard of this?
I've read it the day someone was supposed to be checking it out. It's somewhere you go check out, right?
I don't know. I don't know what you talk about. It's a show.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a show.
I can't wait to go somewhere to check out Lovecraft. I've seen this shit on Facebook.
Today. I don't know where they if they was going to Lovecraft Country, tell them don't, because shit has seemed real scary. But Lovecraft Country comes on HBO. I think it's worth checking out. I'm not putting my stamp of approval on it yet. It's only two episodes in. It's cool. It's interesting. It has a lot going on. It's basically the guy.
Wait, are we talking about what we watching?
So I'm giving a quick little rundown of it.
Let me get one.
All right, you can go right after. All right. So basically, the main character Atticus is looking to go find his father in Lovecraft Country. That's the basic premise of the show. But along the lines, it's in the Jim Crow era, and they have to go through many states, and they deal with a whole bunch of shit as they're going along. He goes with his uncle and his girl, who's not his girl, but you know how that goes, whatever. But so far, the story is interesting. It got a little weird in the second episode, but I'm going to give it a couple more before I make my decision on if I really like it or if it's just like it's something to watch, right? Go ahead, brother man. What you watch?
I just want to talk about P-Valley.
Okay.
Because, you know,
trash.
Eddie for Lice has been telling me to watch this show. So I don't. You back the fuck up. So he been telling me to watch this show forever. I finally got a free trial or like a extended weekend for to watch this show, and that shit is trash.
Trash.
I only got one question.
Trash.
Back the fuck up.
We got this trash.
First of all, the only thing good about this shit is the fucking TNA. It's a lot of titties and ass, and that's the fucking thing.
Yeah,
that hour-long fucking episode. However, the fucking storyline, the acting,
trash.
The characters,
trash. Can y'all put a poll up on the page, please?
We will.
Please put a poll up and find out, because I know that
I'm a key watching.
You got to pay for that.
I'll pay for it. That's right.
I'm a key watching because
trash.
It's a lot of good TNA in it.
It's a lot of yams.
So
let the people that don't know.
I'm
going to
tell you titties and ass. So I'm going to tell you why Eddie for Lice likes this show so much.
Because of the yams.
Because that nigga is in a drought. He hasn't seen a lot of TNA for a while. So, that's why he is so hooked on drought.
Put this man all the way out there.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's all I can assume.
The drought 17.
Because I was just watching, and I was like,
we gotta make
I don't understand what we're so good about. It. I don't see it.
Now coming to the stage. Standing at 6 foot, 1 inch tall, Eddie for Lice.
Yo,
so look,
if I
ain't
gonna
lie,
I ain't gonna lie though. I really did. It made me really miss the strip club. Really, it really made me miss the strip club.
Yeah.
So, ladies, just to let you know, like you on an Instagram live right now. That's then he. How tall?
Yeah, we didn't agree to this.
Yeah, he's 6'4".
Set you up.
Yo, yeah, we try. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm throwing you the oop now. I'm throwing it off the backboard, nigga. You
he
welcome.
He likes long walks.
Yeah, like long walks on the beach. As you see, the nigga got on a suit right now.
The man can dress.
The man can dress. He got a.
They call him Ranch on his off day because he be dressing.
Right. The nigga 6'4".
You know, so you know, he cut himself.
He got
right?
a good job.
He got a good job, right? Nigga got a good job, yo. He got a temp haircut now. The way he's popping.
He got his own house. He got.
Right, he got own house, own car.
Yo, for the dent in the back door.
Hey yo. Hey, yo, hey, so yo, first of all, why are we doing this, yo?
Yeah,
why
are
we
trying, doing
this? Are we going to the next thing? Oh,
yeah, I'm trying
to can y'all go back to the show, please?
Yeah,
go
I'm back trying to the program, please.
We are on Media Moments. This is not fucking
Love Connection.
For the love of Eddie for Likes.
Oh, my goodness.
I was trying to throw the loop, yo.
My man Ray J out here.
Oh, man. So, y'all know what I got to talk about next. We were talking about it before we started the show.
Let them know.
Ceilings.
I wish I had a light of
no ceilings.
No, we need lighter flicks.
We need lighter flicks in the background. No ceilings. It's on Apple Music. If you didn't know, now you know. Go listen to it about 10 times the night, tomorrow, the next day, all of that. It's still just as fire as we remember it. Yeah, that's all I got on that. What you got to say on it?
Hey, man.
Speak on it?
Go listen to that shit. Like, He converted into what I'm gonna call, like, I'm gonna say it's an album now. It's on Apple Music, and he's already at number one on Apple Music, surpassing Roddy Rich, I think.
I don't even know. I haven't been paying attention.
That was number two now, and he had to leave a few songs off. I'm guessing for purposes it wasn't clear. Whoever didn't clear it, your mom's a whore.
your mom is a whore.
DOA isn't on there. Ice Cream Paint Job isn't on there. I think it's another one. But he did add Kobe Bryant, the one he put on that right after Kobe's death.
Yeah.
The one that's 24, whatever. He did the 8-second pause on there. You know, he... Check it out, man. My man.
I took a shot for Wayne.
That's that Wayne shit.
No ceilings?
Take a shot for Wayne.
You are, yeah.
You're ready for life. You good over there?
Woo-wee.
All right.
Last thing before we get into Bump It or Dump It. Versus. I got to talk about Versus this week. Monica.
If Monica wearing them sandals.
Oh, my God.
She's going.
Yeah. I think she's coming with.
Stand by.
Look.
Stand by.
So, Monica versus Brandy, who we taking? That's the question. That's the only question.
Who gets to play the song that they did together?
They're both going to do the same at the same time.
Because that happened with Jill and Erica.
Jill wrote the song.
But then they played different versions.
Because she had a version,
and then
Jill played the one she sang.
Yeah,
right. She sang it, and Erica played hers.
Yeah, right. She played the.
But these are actually they're in the same video.
Yeah, I think they're going to both do verse.
Yeah, I think they both going just going to do that verse.
Yeah, cool.
And then talk about it afterwards and try to figure out who's boy.
I'm going to take Brandy.
Okay.
Brandy has the better vocal range. Brandy actually does have the better.
Back the fuck.
Right. She actually does have the better vocal range.
So I'm taking Brandy, not for that reason, but I feel like her fan
base.
He
just shitted on you.
Hey,
grown man. More about it just shitted on you.
That was not my intent.
She wear them as old. Brandy got no chance.
I think my grandmother had them. I think my grandmother went to church in them.
Yo, listen. Brandy has the better vocal range. But Monica, I think, had more. See, y'all niggas remember Monica's first album? Y'all was alive back then? Y'all remember that? No.
Yes, I remember it. Yes.
Okay,
you know what I just found out? Monica was fucking with C. Murder.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Master P ain't happy about that.
Yeah, Master P was not happy. Yo, like,
he was married two times.
Right. Yo, nah, talk about. But y'all niggas did not know that, yo.
Know
when
what?
I played the Monica song, y'all was like, who is this?
Nigga, shut up.
We like, hey, you know, you and Eddie for Likes, y'all niggas was at my house, and I played a Monica song off her first album. And y'all niggas was like, who is this?
Sir, I am an avid R&B fan.
Here we go. This nigga ain't gonna wrap that shit up.
Right.
I'm gonna just wrap up real quick. So, fuck all y'all niggas. And I'm gonna just say it. Monica gonna win that shit.
Well, what's her first album then?
We're not talking about that.
Exactly, nigga.
Yo, first of all right, I mean, I know the song. This is shit. You don't hear shit for a while. You gotta kinda get right. refreshed. You need a refresher.
Wow.
You need
a refresher. Well, that's what, I mean, y'all wasn't alive in that
earth. Alright, so whatever, nigga. Yeah. Whatever. Alright, we get it. So we going Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Where you going?
Monica, if she wear them slots.
Alright. Eddie, feel like what you think? I would have told
Monica, yo.
Alright.
He the only one.
Alright.
No, I said Monica too.
You said, okay.
Go ahead.
Y'all done broke the microphone. God damn.
Now they got me holding my mic and whatnot.
Yeah,
my mic sound nice.
Speaking of that,
oh, never mind. It might.
No, go ahead.
No, because you might be bringing up. If you don't bring it up, I'll say it.
I'm probably not.
Your nigga broke the
microphone. Oh yeah, I'm not. I wasn't gonna bring it up, but is it good? Because I haven't listened to it.
I didn't listen either, but I heard somebody say it was trash.
What's that?
Oh. The new Nas album.
That shit was fire.
Was it? I'm gonna listen to it today.
No, the Nas.
I keep saying I'm gonna listen to it. I can't listen to music if I'm not in my car. Like, I can, but like if it's not on the loudspeaker or not in my car, I can't listen to music.
See, a lot of niggas not. Yo, you gotta understand like Nas flow, yo. And like in his lyrics,
it was unintelligent.
Nas did not age well. Did not.
Really?
His actual delivery, everything about Nas did not age well.
Really?
Think about it.
I've been putting my shades back on.
How Jay-Z actually changed his flow up a little bit. We started talking about different things. Nas is basically rapping about the same shit.
No, not really, though. No.
Why ain't nobody listening to it?
From Illmatic to now. No, he's definitely grown. You can't still be rapping about the trap if damn near 40 plus, almost 50 years old.
What's the album about? So that's why I won't listen.
I mean, he rapped about some old shit, yes.
See?
But he also is rapping about like newer stuff, like what's going on. Like he talks about gentrification. He talks about like black ownership and black empowerment. So like he has switched it up. I mean, like so a lot. Nas is the shit you can't.
Yo,
listen
I don't mean
once.
To cut you off, y'all. Y'all heard Chadwick Boseman died? The Black Panther?
No.
We can't put that right now.
No.
We can't
did do that really right happen now. Or is this like a joke?
6 minutes ago.
We can't do that right now.
Yeah. Yo, of cancer.
My goodness, look.
So he was sick.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
He died of cancer, man.
We can't do that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't do that right now.
Yo.
Yeah, we got to cut that part off.
Yeah, 4 years from colon cancer.
We can't do that right now.
Come on, man.
We got to freeze that.
Oh my god.
Where was he at?
Bump It or Dump It.
Let's do Bump It or Dump It.
All right. That's only two songs for Bump It or Dump It. We're going to do this real quick. Make sure we get this done. And that's the first one.
Living out my dream, my life is different. If I want it, then I'ma get it. Living every day like it's Christmas. Cause I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on the D. I met shawty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Then the phantom disappeared like wildlife. I told it.
Alright, what we doing? We bumping it, we dumping it.
I'm gonna bump that.
Yeah, I'll bump it.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna bump it.
You look like you was on the fence.
I'm gonna bump it.
Alright. So that one's gonna get added to the playlist.
What was that?
That is Gifted by Corday. I guess that's YBN Corday, going by just Corday now.
So he's out that group.
I don't know. I'm gonna do my research after this. And then Roddy Ricch is featured on that as well.
Hey Roddy,
so you already know that's gonna do numbers. And then like I said, it's only two songs. This the next one.
Understand, but if we don't do it, tell me who will. Oh, always say these words that don't mean too much. I wonder where is the love? It's curious.
I was gonna wait till the beat drop, but I'm not. We bumping or we dumping?
I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, I haven't quite heard enough of it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say dump right now because I just felt like it's just sound like it's from like 92.
And do you have any idea who it is yet?
I was thinking it was Brandy.
Okay, that's who you thinking? Who you thinking, grown man? Who you think it is?
I don't think it's Brandy.
Okay.
Monica?
I don't know.
Okay.
But nah, I haven't heard enough, so I'm going to dump it.
Dumping it? Average Jimmy?
I'm going to dump it. It took too long to stop. All right.
So, that Keep song is called Save the Day from Mariah Carey.
Oh, gosh.
It sounded like her, though.
And Lauryn Hill.
Really?
Exactly.
But see, but I'm going to say it now because motherfuckers going to hate me anyway. I've never been a big Lauryn Hill fan.
What?
Flat the
show. What?
I've never been.
Do I need?
I need you, baby.
Hey, somebody, if it's quite alright, I love you, baby. Grab that picture, yo.
I'm gonna wait.
I trust you.
You gonna
baby.
Have to elaborate on that because I don't
trust
understand.
Trust me when I say it's
Lauryn Hill is like. A legend, yo.
Fuck you.
Legend.
Fuck you.
This nigga.
Legend.
Legend. Legend. Like completely groundbreaking legend. For the industry, legend. So on and so
legend.
Forth.
Legend.
How have you not been a... I can understand you not being a big fan. Do you like her music?
Put this shit right.
I like some of the songs.
Like yes. Some of the songs?
Yes. I do like some of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I do like
some?
Some. The whole fucking out. Get the fuck out. Get out!
Look, I
leave
just
now.
Lost a member
leave
of the
now.
Because
You ain't gonna like it when he's angry.
I don't like it when I'm angry.
He got his incredible Hulk outfit on right now.
I'm ready. Look, and I got my hat. Y'all notice in all the Marvel movies, right? When they try to blend in, they put a hat on real quick. When I put my hat on before I left, I saw exactly what I was thinking about because I didn't know what I was gonna.
Yeah, just not a.
Put that shit right in your face.
Just doesn't do it for me.
Yo, Lauryn Hill was a fucking
my
beast.
God.
All right, man. I mean, I'm excited. I appreciate the on paper what it's looking like.
I'm gonna have to listen to the rest of the song because I try to for bump it or dump it. Now I try to listen to it the first time with y'all, right? And I'm gonna have to listen to the rest of it because I wasn't impressed so far with that particular song. But I'm gonna give it the rest of the song because of who it is.
Okay. What we got next? We got anything else? That's it.
I mean, that's it. That's all I got.
Check out the playlist. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get our main topic tonight. The biggest thing is that shout out to one of our followers, definitely brought up this topic, and she said that this is something that we definitely need to talk about. I don't know if she had a personal experience with this situation, but you know, she wanted to talk about it. And she wanted to kind of hear a male perspective on this situation.
Okay.
So, the question is, can you be friends with your friends? Your homeboy's ex. So basically a situation of, you know, let's say, you know, I have a significant other, right? Burning around. And again, you're going to befriend that person, right? Because again, that's another part of your friend.
Correct.
Right. You guys start, you know, socializing, and that becomes your friend also. Right. Things don't work out between them. You break up. Where do your loyalty lands? Not loyalty, but can you still be friends with that ex even though they're not together anymore?
On principle, no. But I can see how it happens.
Explain. Elaborate.
So on principle, no. Because basically, I was introduced to you through my friend. That's like if Brother Man has a girlfriend and I'm introduced to her through Brother Man. You know, we hang out. You know, we hanging out as a group. You know, we hanging out, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And they separate. I can't technically be still friends with her, especially if the shit ended badly. Like, if it was on some mutual shit, maybe. But if they ended badly, I couldn't be friends with her no more.
So,
like, just off the muscle, because my loyalty lies to him, not to her. It should, but some people don't, again.
So let's say if that's the situation, right? I appreciate that situation. I appreciate where you laid that out because that makes perfect sense. Because I feel like you a loyal ass nigga. However, what if I was the dog? I wasn't shit.
But my loyalty is still to you because we were friends first.
So it's about timing for you.
Like, basically,
what if she got to a job?
But
And, well, and so see, that's where I was going to
right,
take
right, right.
That's where so I was
again,
going with it.
Like, so my, all right, I guess it really depends on the deeper level of it. But at the same time, my loyalty is still to you. Like, so, like, in our group, for example, the loyalty to the five people in this room, like, if some other shit happened, then okay, well, it is what it is. But that situation should be over with. The loyalty to the five niggas in this room. Like, I mean, shit, we all was roommates at one point. What's up, Average Jimmy? But, like, you know, we all was roommates. Like, yo, we all been through the college struggle together when niggas was flat ass broke, ain't had no money. We had to put shit together to make shit happen. Like, we been in the trenches together. So my loyalty
you ain't
is
gonna
to
lie.
You.
We literally nigga had to put yeah. money together.
Like, niggas say. Really had to put money. Even, I mean, fuck it, to get a bottle to make sure the bills were paid.
To make
whatever
sure that fucking heat was on.
Yeah, the heat was on.
Heat, internet, all the above.
Some real shit. Like, so just for that shit. And you know, it get cold in the mountains, so niggas had to have heat. So, I mean, you know, we all been in the trenches together. But, you know, even Average Jimmy, like, that nigga been around since forever. You know, we all together. So our loyalty lied to each other versus somebody on the outside. I understand how you can become friends with one of your homeboys, girls, or whatever. Because it's possible. I mean, niggas hang out. We drink. We talking shit. We going out. Blah, blah, blah. So it can happen.
I want to go next.
So it can really happen. But at the end of the day, our loyalty should be to each other in this room.
I'm loyal to the cause. Like, like. If I met them, especially if I met them through my friend, like, you know what I mean? Like, they, I met them, like, my man started messing with them, and I met them, like, I'll be cool and all, you know, what's up, sis? But if they, I'm going to tell you how serious I am about that shit. So, Rel is my daughter godmother. Mm-hmm. I mean, godfather. Mm-hmm. One of his exes was her godmother. When they stopped fucking each other, I took that title back, nigga. Like, Nunu took the chain back. I mean, like, T.I. took Nunu chain back. Give me that. And I gave it to somebody else. You damn
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
I'm loyal. My man ain't fuck with him no more. I ain't fuck with him no more. Like,
I get you. I totally understand. Like, I get it. Like,
I don't care if my man cheated. Not saying real cheated, but I don't care. That's my man. Like, that's Lord. My man. Though, you feel
this nigga let shit go on the pod,
going to sleep.
Right, what the fuck up?
Damn.
Right.
Anyway,
so the cameraman, the active participant, this nigga going to sleep over there.
Here we go.
And he want motherfucking producer credit, and this nigga going to be sleep over there.
He did ask for producer credit.
Right, didn't
he? He did.
I'm a producer.
See, I thought we were staying on topic.
Right, stay on topic. That means I am a special producer. That means
associate
I do
producer,
special
nigga.
Projects.
Associate producer.
Associate special, same shit.
All right. More about that, you got anything to say?
Yeah, I was going to add to it. So, I do believe you can be friends with like,
that's,
your homeboy's
that's
ex,
great,
right?
Because that's my question. It's like, what
but
situation will warrant that allowing that to happen?
From a distance.
Okay.
From a distance,
I
right?
agree.
And it depends on, like, what do you, each person have to gain within the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I thought, this was my initial thought, right? Y'all know I'm trying to get heavy into this fashion thing, right?
Right, right, right.
If one of y'all meets a designer... Or somebody that can help me get into that fashion shit.
Right, right.
And we cool. And y'all break up. I'm still going to be cool
what
with them
you cheated on me, though?
I'm still going to be cool with them afterwards. I'm sorry. Because, like, I feel like we are too quick to, like, burn bridges.
Correct.
I'm not saying burn the bridge.
But she broke my heart.
I'm not saying
about
burn
that,
the bridge.
More about that, she broke my heart.
I'm going to still be cool with her. We're going to work together on some projects. We're going to be cool. But, no, I say it like this.
But what if she got a new man?
I'm a dap that nigga up too. I see it like this. If both people have something to gain from
what if
the
she
relationship.
Be, what if she like, look. What if she like, why you still fuck with that nigga?
I'm not going to let her talk dirty.
See,
that's
why
I draw the line. That's why I draw the line now. And that's how I would keep it. I would keep it strictly business. Mm-hmm. If that's what our relationship is, that's how I would want it to move forward. I wouldn't let it be anything outside of that. Like, I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to invite you over to the crib, and I'm going to invite my homeboy that you just broke up with. Like, right. No, that's some dirty shit. But if we have something to both gain from it, yeah, I'm going to still be cool with you. And especially if you actually cool. If you a dog or whatever, then it's over. But right. If we both have something that we can work with, yep, I'm on it.
I feel like I think that's this situation revolves around our situation a lot. Because I think... you know, I think when we do have significant others besides some selfish ass niggas in here.
Why are you looking at me for?
No, I'm not even looking at you.
Look at this shit.
I'm not even looking at you, but some selfish ass niggas that are around here that don't help their friends out with their crew, because I think I'm a person that brings the crew around.
Yeah, Eddie Felix. Yeah, Eddie, that's a selfish ass nigga.
I didn't say any names.
No, I'm gonna say it.
Hold, Eddie.
For motherfucking like.
Whoa, pause. Hold up. Since you brought me in this shit,
I didn't say any names. I didn't. Say
whoa.
I didn't say any names.
How many? How many oops have I thrown you?
Fucking lie. Two in the last 16 years.
No. It's been at least three.
No, it's two.
Fucking liar.
How many oops did I throw you though? All right. Anyway, but like I said, we do run around in those circles, like where as though, you know, we bring our significant others around. They befriend us. You know, we hang out. We have a great time, and then shit ends. Right? And it leaves us in a situation of like, what do we do now? You know what I mean? Because again, like I said, we develop relationships out of those situations, right?
True.
You know. My significant other's friend is your friend now, and shit like that. And you know, where do we go from there? And is that okay? We don't. It's a gray area of how we kind of figure those things out.
I mean, I always keep it cordial. It'll always be love. You know, what's up? You know, how you doing? Boom, boom, boom. But I may have to keep it pushing. But other than that, it'll still be love. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, good to see you. Whatever, whatever. And just keep it moving.
So how do you handle that situation, right? So let's say it was a situation of, I don't want y'all to fuck with each other anymore, right? So let's say, you know, I'm dating somebody, we break up, about Nate that has a business relationship with that person, and I'm still I'm very upset about our breakup, and I don't want you to fuck with that person.
Well, actually, we have a real life scenario in this one.
Explain that. I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, explain it to me.
Brother Man knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
So Brother
know.
Man has a...
Wait a minute.
No. Hold on. a close family friend who...
Oh, you a fucking motherfucker, yo.
So it's a real life situation, though. Am I
don't think that describes the situation, but...
It does. It fits. So Brother Man has a family friend who I have expressed the interest in.
Ah.
And he's like, he been trying to curve it for as long as he can. He been trying to curve it.
I'm going to continue to do so.
And I'm like, yo, so part of me is like, should I be offended? But then the other part is like, I understand why. But the other part is like, damn, yo, like, I'm a good nigga. Like, why can't I win, yo? Like, you let me not win, yo? But I understand from his perspective, he like, I don't want those two areas to mix. Like, he trying to keep us separated as far as he can, but the stars may align, you know, but he trying to keep it away.
Look, if the stars fucking align, then nothing I do is going
man,
to fuck keep that from happening,
right?
Well,
I found it forever, man. That's fucking me up, bro.
I get it. But the same situation is that, like this, if the stars align, and no matter what I do is going to affect that. Right,
I don't know. Yes or no?
I'm saying is this.
He's actively trying.
No. Actively is not the right word to use, because again, I never say anything to her. I say a lot of shit to you. Yo. And I still think that's fucked up. That even after all the shit I told you, you continue to do so.
I'm not. I didn't do nothing.
But you know what I'm saying? If the stars align, then the stars align. Yeah. Right?
I'm gonna tell you to the point. But where this again, nigga stopped talking to me. We was in the car driving. Matter of fact, we just came back from Top Golf, and then I had to tell him what was the situation, what was going on. He disinvited me from the birthday party, from his niece's birthday party. He disinvited me. And he stopped talking to me completely. Like, yo, the nigga started looking out the window. Like,
I didn't want to hear the shit. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, I don't want to be a part of none of that shit.
He looks out the window. He just like, yo. And he got quiet. He didn't say nothing. He just started staring out the window. I say, damn, yo. It's like that,
so,
yo.
So, on the topic, I do feel like if your homeboy brings something to you and he's like, look, this is a non-starter for me. As that being your homeboy, you got to honor the shit. I'm not even talking about your specific situation. I'm just talking about if, like, same scenario, bro man's like, hey, you can't fuck with her no more. I'd be like, all right, That's it.
So anyway. I respected it. I said my piece on it. He said what he had to say. And I'm like, I get where you're coming from. I totally acknowledge his whole point. But I'm like, at the same time, could we be denying true happiness? Could we be blocking a potential?
First of all, you going way out of the fucking boat.
Be blocking a potential real life situation?
Grown man's gonna be in the doghouse again. It's coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look, he's thinking about it. Yeah. Like,
but it was like 2 years ago. And
but yeah, man, the whole situation of dating some your friend's ex, I think it gets.
We went to a whole another level. I said no, we didn't say that. You said that because I took that. That's not his fault because he brought some other shit into the scenario. If you're cool with, but if you are still friends with your friend's ex,
it's a very sticky situation, and I think that it takes time where you gotta kind of figure that shit out, especially. But the thing is too is it gets even more sticky if it's a group thing, if it's like a friend group. You know what I mean? And like, let's say that you dated somebody within a friend group and then, you know, things didn't work out. Now it's like, whose side do you take, right? And I have been a part of that situation.
Me too.
A time and that, and maybe some couple and times,
maybe a few times.
And yeah. Hey, relax. And you know, and again, it causes dilemmas, right? It causes dilemmas.
It definitely does.
It causes dilemmas when you saying, "Hey, I want to invite this person over, but I don't know if you okay with that." It creates a whole situation which makes it very sometimes uncomfortable.
Last Friday, for example. But anyway, we're just gonna keep going. We're just gonna keep going past that.
Like, I don't know if that's the case. All right, look, we go.
See, niggas get behind the microphone.
Like, I need you, baby.
I happen to like the song.
No. Fuck
but
that.
I wasn't.
No,
I'm not a fan. No.
I'm listening to Lauryn Hill on the way home.
When we done recording,
we getting a little wet.
When we done recording, we gonna beat up grown man.
on site because of Lauryn Hill.
It ain't gonna be on GP. It's gonna be on LH on Lauryn Hill, nigga.
Oh, LH, nigga. Fucking you up on LH, motherfucker.
I just never really. I can't say. I'm not going to go to a Lauryn Hill
concert. The Fugees. Name some she put out that she was like, eh. You can't.
It's impossible.
I just never really kind of got on her vibe. Like, I like the Fugees. I like the Fugees. I like the Score. That was one of my favorite albums.
Since the Fugees,
so here's my question.
Brought her to the Fugees. She didn't bring, like, the Fugees didn't bring them to her. She brought her to the Fugees.
Really?
Yes. In my opinion. Yeah.
So,
yes.
She made the Fugees.
Yes,
I wouldn't go that far. But okay.
Ooh, Wyclef John did.
Super producer. He wrote most of their shit, or a lot of their shit.
It don't matter what you write. Like, how many people before I mentioned it on the pod may have knew that R. Kelly wrote the "You're Not Alone" for Michael Jackson? It's not about what you write. It's how you who brings it out there and how it's brought out there. So he can write whatever. That don't make him shit.
No, I would say yes and no to that because you got a lot of niggas who write who have actually sung the song better than the person they sold it to.
Jill sung the song better than Eric. I give you that. So yeah, you can be right. But, I mean,
you got niggas like Eric Robeson, who's a hell of a songwriter, who has written plenty of songs for other people. He's written songs for Music Soul Child shit that y'all listen to on the radio. He's written those songs, shit like that. He's written for a lot of different people.
But
he's an artist himself.
If it's two concerts available, one is a Music Soul Child concert. And one is an Eric Robeson concert. Which one's gonna have more fans? It's the same people available.
Well, because music, maybe because music is can. A, it's, because
and
music is a
movie,
so
much
more. And you know,
so maybe we can hang out
more to he's a higher rated singer than Eric Robeson.
He is not
because A-less. Just because you know he's been out there.
About D.
I wouldn't go that far. Music, no. Music, very talented.
Sheesh. See,
so all right, yeah, we're gonna have to go. But no, my question was, so who within R&B that's a lady that you like?
That's a lady.
That's like, a lady.
Oh, you trying to say he's sexist? Right. Oh, I'm asking
a question.
You trying to say he's sexist?
I like. I do. I like Brandy. I like Monica. I like. I mean, I like a lot of old school R&B too.
You name two people that we talked about earlier in the show.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only way you get point. I was trying to make. Even the funny part is, I like Mary J. She can't sing, but I like Mary J. Blige.
Lady. What?
She can't dance either.
She can't dance either.
Mary J. can't sing.
No, she can't sing.
Mary J. cannot motherfucking sing.
She can sing. She can't dance for shit.
If you go back,
she can sing.
Nigga.
This is my time to leave.
Her audio engineer is that nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Her audio engineer is that nigga.
Grown man.
Have you ever seen Mary J. live? Because I have.
Well, while we kind of close to the topic, which just popped in my head, if y'all had one that could sing a cappella at your wedding, who would you pick? Jamie Foxx.
That's multiple choice.
Jamie Foxx, Chris Brown.
Jamie Foxx.
No, hold on. Wait, I'm sorry.
Jamie Foxx, Chris Brown. It was John Legend and Usher.
Jamie Foxx.
John Legend.
Jamie Foxx.
Hold on. Did John Legend get the piano?
Nigga.
He's a cappella.
Jamie Foxx.
I don't know.
I'm going with John Legend.
John Legend?
Really?
John Legend.
Okay, so do you want to chime in on this?
It depends on what song it is.
Eddie Felix, what do you got for us?
Wrap it up. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, okay. Now, I'm going to speak mine. So, I'm a Chris Brown fan. I always like Chris Brown. But my answer was Jamie Foxx, right? So, my Erica answer was John Legend, and I said Jamie Foxx. She was like, well, I was thinking John Legend. But, no, she said Usher. Then she like, I said Jamie Foxx. She said, I was thinking Jamie Foxx, but, like, he just do too many ad-libs. I said, yeah, that's, like, when he playing, when he recording on the show. Right. But, like, yo, acapella, Jamie Foxx, that motherfucker blows.
Yeah, is it not?
Now, John Legend blows, too. Don't get me wrong.
I was gonna say, it was between those two for me.
That was my two decisions. And I feel like with Chris Brown, like on acapella level.
I feel like John Legend can make a beat out of his voice. Like, he can make a whole aroma.
Yo, that brings me back to, I was at my buddy, man, and Sinesha, my buddy and his wife, man, and Sinesha Wetton, and they had played John Legend.
All of me.
I swear to God, I turned around. I said, this nigga, he wasn't there.
That shit was good. I was like,
that shit
was
great. I'm about to run up there and sing with him.
Think about how many movies, shows, so on and so forth, that song was in. It was everywhere.
That shit made me want to get married, nigga. I was like, I wasn't even dating nobody. I'm like, I got to find somebody.
John Legend, very talented. Very talented.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would have to take Jamie Foxx in that door. All
right. So this is a conclusion. Let's wrap this up because we got to figure out what is the truth. I say the truth, but I don't know what's the status quo. So with can you be friends? be friends with your friend's ex? Yes or no?
Nope. Fuck them. Bitch.
I say yes from a distance. That's my whole thing.
Grown man.
Nah, they gotta go.
All right, Eddie Felix, what you guys say real quick?
Damn, I didn't know I was going to get a chance to talk. But no.
Wrap it up.
I basically think like it should just be more, you know, once it's done with y'all, if y'all didn't know them before, like it's, hey, how you doing? That's it.
All right, cool. I think it's more of a situation of you got to kind of figure out how it ended. And if it ended bad, no. If it ended, you know, mutual and cordial, then sure, why not?
I don't care if it did and cordial. If my man don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you.
what if he's still friends with her though?
Well, so I say if my man don't fuck with you.
All right, okay.
If I break up and I don't fuck with her no more, y'all fuck with her, I'm coming out top rope.
Oh, elbow. Hey, okay. All right. So let's wrap this joint up. First of all, I want to talk. We got some merchandise out here. You want to come back and talk about it?
Yeah, we got a lot of great things coming, ladies and gentlemen. But we have recently introduced. We got face masks on sale right now, $10. So let us know. Hit us up. You can slide in the DMs. Let us know. We'll send you your order. We got face masks. We got T-shirts. We got a couple other things that are coming real soon. Maybe even some shot glasses real soon coming. So we're going to just let us know. Hit us up. And we got you coming. Also, make sure you follow us across social media. We are on a bunch of different social media platforms. Follow us on Instagram at drunk_words_thoughts_sober_thoughts I fucked it up.
This nigga ain't sober.
Listen, this nigga ain't sober. I got it right, but I fucked it up. So yeah, follow us on IG. It's the four niggas with the pink background, Drunk Words, Ego Sober Thoughts podcast on the label. So follow us on Instagram. We on Facebook. We on YouTube. We got our first episode is up on YouTube. We doing numbers right now too. I just want to shout out and thank all of our listeners. We are broadcasting in three different countries. We over.
I think it's more than that.
Well, last time I checked, it was three different countries, but we still boosting up. We got people all across the United States listening. We over 4,000 streams, so just thank everybody for listening. Continue to listen, share, press that like button, and let us know what you think.
Hey, let's pull it up one time for Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, because it's been confirmed.
It's been confirmed. That news just came out while we were recording.
So one time.
Let's step to the Black Panther, man. Like, we lost the Black Mama, the Black Panther. This fucking 2020 trash.
One time.
I'm about to change my number because my last four digits 2020. Fuck this shit.
Said, we want to shout him out. Rest in peace. All that good stuff. So, yeah, just check us out. Also, check out the playlist. More About Nathan updates the playlist every week. So, check it out. Bumper the Dump is featured on the playlist as well.
Put that Drake on there.
What Drake?
That new Drake. Baby.
Yeah, I put
yeah, that on there. Yeah, so he updated the playlist a lot. Yeah. So,
I'm going to try and get back on it.
Yeah, so check out the playlist. Our link is in the bio, so it's on Linktree. So we got all of our shit in one place. So all you gotta do is click on what you want here. So appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you very much.
Yes,
and
all that good
stuff.
Go?
All that good stuff. Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for another episode. This is Brother Man from the Fifth Floor and the Drunk Word Equals Sober Thoughts podcast. Nah, everybody say peace.